Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, April 5th, 2023. U.S. futures are indicating a lower open, with S&P futures indicating down 0.2% just before 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. European markets are mixed to higher, following mixed Asian trading overnight. China was closed for a holiday, while the Nikkei finished more than 1.5% lower. The U.S. dollar is largely flat. The New Zealand dollar spiked higher on RBNZ news. Treasury yields are higher across tenors. JGB 10-year yield is down a little. The Bund is 2 basis points higher. Crude blends continue to gain. Gold is up near record highs. Sentiment appears to be turning mixed after recent gains, with investors wary of recession risk after yesterday's downbeat U.S. macro data. In overnight central bank news, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand surprised with a 50 basis point hike versus expectations for a more modest 25 basis point move. On the macro data front overnight, Philippine and Thailand inflation figures dipped in March, with both countries' headline CPI coming in below expectations. Japan March final services PMI came in above the preliminary reading. In Europe, German factory orders recorded a big jump in February, up 4.8% month over month. In France, industrial production beat consensus, and Eurozone services PMI came in below consensus. On today's U.S. macro calendar, eyes will be on the ADP employment report, also due out February trade balance, March services PMI, and March ISM non-manufacturing index. In corporate news overnight, Laeco reports Brookfield's sale of its 45% stake in TDF to EQT is off for now, with sources saying that EQT has been unable to get funding pledges from third-party investors. In Asia, China Everbright's former chairman is under investigation by China's anti-graft agency for serious disciplinary violations. And on the earnings front, earnings this morning will include Conagra Brands posting their results before the open. Asian markets ended mixed on Wednesday, with Greater China and Taiwan closed for holidays. Japan finished sharply lower. Australia closed a few points higher for its 8th consecutive day of gains. New Zealand finished lower. South Korea was led higher by battery names, while Southeast Asia finished mixed. In central bank news in the region, the aforementioned RBNZ 50 basis point hike beat expectations. However, forward guidance was adjusted to note the RBNZ is comfortable and that current lending rates will help ensure core inflation and inflation expectations begin to moderate. Following a pause from the Reserve Bank of Australia this week, Governor Lowe stated that the pause does not imply hikes are over. And in equity news, an article from Reuters discussed the increase in foreign investor optimism on China in the wake of Alibaba's revamp plans. The article noted Stock Connect logged net mainland inflows every day since the Alibaba announcement last week. European markets are mixed to higher early in their session. Some focus on the previously mentioned macro data, with German factory orders seeing a big jump. PMI is also in focus, with the latest update showing the Eurozone economy continues to be supported by the services sector, with a 3rd consecutive month of expansion. Also in the news, Eurostat published data on EU residential real estate prices for Q4 of 2022. The data showed a price correction has started as prices declined for the first time since 2015. Germany was hit the hardest with a 5% drop. And an article in Reuters discussed bespoke deals called significant risk transfers, or SRTs, among European banks. ECB supervision told Reuters that the bloc's largest banks completed a record 174 billion euro in these bespoke deals last year. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Wednesday, April 5th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.